Picture scrolling through your social media feed and stumbling upon a simple hashtag, hashtag bisexual men exist. Three words that shouldn't be revolutionary, yet they sparked a movement. What began as a viral rallying cry evolved into something far more substantial, a comprehensive excavation of one of the most misunderstood identities in the LGBTQ+ spectrum. Here's a startling reality. Bisexual and multigender attracted people make up over half of the LGBTQ+ community, yet they receive less than 1% of LGBTQ funding. Even more striking, celebrities like Alan Cumming and Evan Rachel Wood have publicly embraced their bisexual identities while facing the same erasure that millions experience daily. This isn't just about visibility, it's about survival. The men who love across gender lines find themselves caught in a peculiar limbo. Too gay for straight spaces and too straight for queer ones, their existence constantly questioned by the very communities that should embrace them. Most men attracted to multiple genders never saw themselves reflected in media. Bisexual people comprise 52% of the LGBT community, yet only 26% of LGBTQ characters are bisexual, and just 28% are men. This absence creates a vocabulary crisis. Without words to describe their feelings, men spend years trapped in confusion. Media actively erases this identity. Buffy the Vampire Slayer creator Joss Whedon admitted network pressure forced Willow's transition from dating men to being fully gay. Executives feared acknowledging multiple gender attraction would make same-sex relationships seem like a phase. 90210's Teddy similarly transforms from ladies' man to gay, erasing bisexuality entirely. Not a single interviewed man recalled seeing bisexual male characters during their formative years. One man captured it perfectly. "I knew I wasn't gay because I liked girls, but I also knew I wasn't straight because I liked boys. I just didn't know what I was." Society's rigid binary, straight or gay, creates monosexism, erasing everything between. The impact is devastating. Only 14% of bisexual men are out to their families, compared to 59% of gay men, while 46% aren't out to anyone. The workplace becomes treacherous. Nearly half remain closeted, facing 18% more negative comments, 17% more exclusion, and earning 10.3% less than straight counterparts. Faith communities present even higher barriers, with 64% not out to anyone in their religious circles. One man recalls his mother's ultimatum: "You can be gay and I'll still love you, but I will be very disappointed." The unspoken message? Multiple gender attraction isn't even considered. Educational environments fail catastrophically. Students face fear of becoming targets, worry about expulsion, abuse after coming out, and demands to pick a side. Support is virtually absent. No LGBTQ+ groups, ignored bullying, teachers perpetuating bigotry. The message? Your identity doesn't exist. And if it does, it's unwelcome. Attraction to multiple genders should expand your dating pool, but it dramatically shrinks it. Studies show 81% of women wouldn't date a bisexual man. This rejection stems from phallocentrism, the notion that sexuality is determined by one's relationship with penises. Express desire for men, and you're immediately categorized as gay, regardless of your attraction to women. Within LGBTQ+ spaces, rejection continues. Gay men often view bisexual men as confused or on their way to coming out as gay. This creates double discrimination, rejected by straight people for being too queer and by queer people for not being queer enough. One man describes being interrogated at an LGBTQ bar about how he could identify as bisexual despite having no experience with women, as if sexuality requires a resume. Beyond rejection lies fetishization and violence. Claims that bisexual men are the best in bed reduce men to their sexuality. More disturbingly, 47% of bisexual men have experienced sexual violence, compared to 40% of gay men and 21% of straight men, with 42% believing their orientation motivated the attacks. For those in monogamous relationships, erasure becomes constant. Society views sexuality through a binary lens. Date a man, you're gay. Date a woman, you're straight. Javier Villalta's case illustrates extreme consequences. After coming out as bisexual to his ex-wife years post-divorce, she sued him for concealing his homosexuality. Though he identified as straight during their marriage and only discovered his bisexuality through therapy afterward, the court ordered him to pay $3,000 in damages, completely erasing his bisexual identity. The statistics reveal a crisis. 59% of bisexual people experience depression versus 46% of gay and lesbian people. 56% of bisexual men suffer anxiety compared to 53% of gay men. 18% of bisexual men self-harm versus 7% of gay men. And 43% report suicidal ideation compared to 32% of gay men. These aren't marginal differences. They represent an invisible health emergency. Double discrimination creates a perfect storm. Facing both homophobia and LGBTQ+ rejection, bisexual men encounter discrimination everywhere: education, relationships, family, workplaces. Many struggle with identity confusion, remaining closeted, or denying their feelings. Nearly 90% of people with mental health issues report stigma negatively affecting their lives, hitting men particularly hard due to toxic masculinity's demand for stoicism. Multiple men described being told to man up, stop being dramatic, or pray away their issues, all preventing them from accessing vital support. Even when overcoming stigma, prohibitive barriers remain. UK NHS waiting times stretch to 18 months. US therapy costs $65 to $200 per session without insurance. This particularly impacts bisexual men who face higher poverty rates. 25.9% live at or below poverty level versus 20.5% of gay men and 15.3% of straight men. Healthcare professionals often lack understanding of bisexual identities, with therapists being completely clueless on LGBTQ issues. Sexual health stigma compounds these challenges. The AIDS epidemic created damaging bisexual bridge theory narratives. A 1987 New York Times article titled "AIDS Specter for Women, the Bisexual Man," portrayed them as threats. This harmful perception persists, with many bisexual men concealing their identity from medical professionals. Compared to gay men, they're less likely to receive HIV, STI prevention information, get tested less frequently, and use PrEP less often, creating poor health outcomes. Discrimination doesn't exist in neat boxes. For men with multiple marginalized identities, oppressions compound in ways single identity frameworks can't capture. Trans bisexual men face particularly complex challenges. Historically, being heterosexual was required for trans people to access gender-affirming healthcare. Though officially removed, this expectation persists. One man concealed his bisexuality at his hormone appointment, while another's doctor insisted normal transsexuals are all straight. Both identities subvert societal binaries, threatening essentialism by offering options of mutability and change. Bisexual men of color navigate unique intersectional challenges rooted in colonial legacies. British Indian households often enforce strict expectations. Men must be providers, strong, unemotional, and successful, qualities tied to heterosexuality. Collectivist cultures prioritize community perception, with phrases like "what will people think" enforcing conformity. A Black bisexual man described the hyper-masculinity in Black culture that shuns men who shy away from masculinity. Ironically, the homophobia now weaponized against LGBTQ people is itself a colonial import. British colonial rule introduced the criminalization of homosexuality through laws like India's Section 377 and Jamaica's Buggery Laws. Before colonization, these societies demonstrated acceptance. Indian texts showed same-sex attraction was acceptable, while African cultures embraced gender diversity. Pride should represent personal confidence and community celebration, yet bisexual men face unique challenges. Research shows 18% experience discrimination in LGBT spaces compared to 4% of gay men, leading half to avoid LGBT events entirely. This has deep historical roots. In the 1980s, the London Lesbian and Gay Center banned bisexual groups, claiming bisexual people cannot be lesbian and gay. Today, gatekeeping manifests through slogans like "No Straights at Pride." While targeting heterosexual people, these statements harm bisexual, asexual, trans, non-binary, and intersex people who may appear to be in straight relationships. In response, bisexual activists have created organizations like the Bisexual Index, BiPride UK, and the Bisexual Resource Center. Yet these face severe funding challenges. Most are run by unpaid volunteers without time for complex grant applications, while funders assume general LGBTQ+ organizations cover bisexual needs. Despite these challenges, many bisexual men have found pride in their identities. Community plays a crucial role. Spending time with other bisexual people normalizes feelings and builds confidence. If safe to do so, claim your identity proudly. Visibility matters. Hiding reinforces the misconception that bisexual people eventually choose sides. In a society that demands we pick a side, choosing to love across boundaries becomes an act of resistance. Your existence isn't a phase or confusion, it's a complete, valid identity. Every time you refuse to erase yourself, you're dismantling the binary brick by brick.